The morning air always carries three distinct smells on my homestead. There is the damp earth of the raised beds, there is the sweet hay from the rabbitry. Finally, there is the sharp tang of the compost tea brewing by the orchard. Managing all of these systems at once is not a hobby. It is a complex dance of biology and timing. When I first started, I thought I could just add one project after another. I quickly realized that without a system for my systems, I was just one broken fence post away from total collapse. True self-reliance is not about having a garden. It is about creating a web where the waste of one system becomes the fuel for the next. It is about the capability to look at 100 moving parts and see a single living machine. This is how we move beyond simple gardening into true food security. Chapter 1, The Architecture of Abundance. I remember sitting at my kitchen table with a stack of graph paper and a cold cup of coffee. I had big dreams for meat birds, a kitchen garden, an orchard, and a dairy goat. On paper, it looked like a paradise. In reality, it looked like a logistical nightmare. I had to stop thinking about these as separate chores and start thinking about them as a single organism. Why it matters. If you treat your food systems as isolated islands, you will fail. You will spend all your energy hauling resources from one spot to another. The why behind proper system design is energy conservation, both yours and the land's. By stacking functions, you make the land do the heavy lifting. If the chickens are placed near the orchard, they fertilize the trees while they eat the fallen fruit pests. If you ignore this synergy, you end up buying fertilizer for the trees and expensive feed for the birds. Mapping the zones, I began by mapping my property into zones. Zone 1 is what I touch every single day. This is the salad greens and the herbs right outside the back door. Zone 2 is for the systems that need daily but less frequent attention, like the laying hens and the main vegetable crops. Zone 3 is the orchard and the larger livestock. When you manage multiple systems, you must place the highest maintenance items closest to your path. I realized my old layout had me walking 3 miles a day just to check water troughs. By moving the rabbitry closer to the garden, I could use their manure as an immediate top dress without ever picking up a wheelbarrow. The calorie math self-reliance requires a cold look at the numbers. A beautiful garden of lettuce won't keep you alive in a crisis. I had to balance my high-nutrient greens with high-calorie staples like potatoes and eggs. Managing multiple systems means ensuring you aren't over-indexing on one thing while starving for another. I calculated the caloric needs of my household and then worked backward to see how many square feet of tubers and how many breeding pairs of rabbits I actually needed. The stake of burnout, the big question at this stage is always, can I actually handle this? It is easy to buy seeds and chicks in the spring, when energy is high. The real test is the heat of July. I had to be honest about my physical limits. I decided to implement a one-in, one-out rule. I wouldn't add a new food system until the previous one was fully automated or integrated into my daily habit. Safety and infrastructure. Before a single seed went in, I had to ensure my infrastructure was sound. Managing multiple systems means managing multiple types of fencing and water lines. I standardized my hardware. All my hoses use the same quick connects. All my gates use the same latches. This reduces the mental load. If something breaks at 5 a.m. in the rain, I don't want to be hunting for a specialized tool. Building the foundation is about more than just digging rows. It is about creating a map where every element supports another. I looked at my graph paper again. The lines were no longer just boxes. They were a circuit. Chapter 2. The Critical Path. The sun hasn't touched the treetops yet, but my boots are already laced. On a homestead with multiple food systems, the first hour of the day is the most important. I call it the critical path. It is a specific route I walk that allows me to touch, see, and hear every system before the rest of the world wakes up. Why it matters. Consistency is the only thing that keeps multiple systems from descending into chaos. Animals can't wait for their water because you were busy weeding the carrots. The why behind a strict daily rhythm is the prevention of cascading failure. If I miss a leak in the goat trough, the ground turns to mud. The mud attracts flies. The flies bother the meat birds nearby. And suddenly, my egg production drops. In a complex system, every small oversight has a ripple effect. Chore stacking and automation. I don't just walk, I stack. When I head out to the chicken coop, I carry a bucket of kitchen scraps. While the birds are eating, I check the automatic float valves on their waterers. Automation is my silent partner. I installed solar-powered timers on my drip irrigation for the garden. This doesn't mean I ignore the plants. It means I am free to observe them for pests, rather than standing there holding a hose. Managing multiple systems requires you to be a manager, not just a laborer. The livestock rotation integration is key to the daily rhythm. My meat rabbits live in tractors on the grass. Every morning at 7 a.m., I move them one length forward. They get fresh forage, and they leave behind concentrated nitrogen for the pasture. Immediately after they move, I let the poultry into that space to scratch through the droppings and spread the fertilizer. This rotation keeps the parasites down and the soil health up. It's a choreographed movement that happens in minutes but pays off in months of soil fertility. The midday audit managing multiple systems means being an expert in transitions. Around noon, I do a quick check-and-fix walk. I look for the small things, a drooping tomato leaf, a hen that is staying in the nesting box too long, or a strange sound from the solar inverter. I carry a small kit on my belt with fencing pliers, wire, and a multi-tool. Most problems on a homestead can be solved in 5 minutes if you catch them early. If you wait until the weekend, they take 5 hours. The stake of the missing morning. The question I often ask is, what happens if I'm not here? A truly resilient system shouldn't collapse if the primary operator is gone for 24 hours. I've spent time training my backup, a neighbor who also homesteads. We use a shared checklist. I simplified my systems so that even someone who doesn't live here can find the main shutoff valves and the feed bins. The evening reset. The day ends where it began. I walk the path in reverse. I secure the coops, check the garden gates, and prep the harvest baskets for the next morning. My muscles are tired, but there is a profound sense of capability. I am not just reacting to the day, I am directing it. The rhythm is the heartbeat of the homestead. Chapter 3. Closing the loop. The harvest is only half the battle. When you manage multiple food systems, the real magic happens in the waste stream. In a traditional backyard, a pile of pulled weeds is trash. On my homestead, those weeds are rabbit food, and the rabbit droppings are the black gold that will fuel next year's heavy feeders like pumpkins and corn. Why it matters. Closing the loop is the final stage of self-reliance. It is the transition from a consumer mindset to a producer mindset. The why behind nutrient cycling is simple. Sustainability. If I have to keep buying bags of fertilizer and bags of feed, I am still beholden to the supply chain. By managing the output of one system to feed the input of another, I create a closed circle. This reduces my external costs to near zero and ensures my food is truly organic and nutrient-dense. Preservation and overlap. When the garden hits its peak in August, the kitchen becomes the processing center. Managing multiple systems means I am often preserving meat and vegetables simultaneously. I use the pressure canner rhythm while the beans are processing. I am blanching the greens or prepping the bones for stock. Nothing is wasted. The water used to blanch the vegetables is cooled and poured back into the garden. The scraps from the canning table go straight to the compost or the pigs. Nutrient cycling in action. I treat my soil like a bank account. Every harvest is a withdrawal. To keep the systems running, I have to make constant deposits. I use a 3-bin compost system that rotates with the seasons. Bin 1 is for active additions, bin 2 is cooking, and bin 3 is ready to spread. By having chickens scratch through the compost, they accelerate the breakdown process and add their own high nitrogen manure. This is the ultimate example of multiple systems working as one. Emergency failure plans. True capability means planning for when things go wrong. I have a red line plan for every system. If the well pump fails, I have rain barrels and a manual backup. If a late frost hits, I have row covers ready. Managing multiple systems means you can't be devastated by a single loss. If the squash bugs take out the zucchini, I still have the eggs and the rabbit meat. Diversity is my insurance policy. The final yield. The result of this complex management is a pantry that is full regardless of what is happening in the outside world. I look at the jars on the shelf, green beans from the garden, meat from the pasture, honey from the hives. They are more than food. They are proof of a system that works. I am no longer a victim of the seasons. I am a partner with them. Exit strategy and care. As winter approaches, the systems change, but they don't stop. I cover crop the beds and move the livestock to their winter quarters. The care I put into the shutdown phase ensures a smooth startup in the spring. Managing multiple systems is a long game. It is about the health of the land over decades, not just a single summer. I take a final walk through the quiet rows, knowing that the loop is closed and the homestead is ready for its rest.